Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Yints guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates. Net, my name is Josh. Today is May 15th, a day off for the Pirates. A wet game in New York last night, the Bucks were able to put together four runs, a much needed win. 3-3 with Kelly at the helm now. Basically a 500 ball club.
Dang it, Bobby.
Bucks win last night to avoid the sweep. They outscore the Mets in the series 8-6. This is the first game that wasn't a one-run game. A 4-0 win. That's refreshing. It's not hard to think that we actually had chances to take this series from the Mets, who've been one of the game's best teams to this point. It's difficult to watch the offense fail to come through so many times. But the team is certainly playing better, better baseball the last six games. That's just truth. As I said yesterday, there's just not enough here to come away with a series win. There's just not enough here. But Matt Gorski and Jared Triolo, each with two-run homers, and the pitching shut out the Metropolitans. 9 hits for the Pirates. The bottom of the order, Gorski, Bay, Triolo. Obviously, a couple two-run homers by two of those guys, but they each get a hit. IKF, Canario with 2 hits, and Bart and Kutch add hits to that as well. Brian Reynolds still 0-for-3 in this one. He did draw a walk in this game, something he hasn't been doing a whole lot of, so that's maybe a good sign there, I guess. Key Brian Hayes' day off. I don't know. Either way, Gorski and Triolo hit home runs last night. I think it was the first game this season with two-run homers. I don't think that surprises anybody. But, hey, that's good. And that's kind of like, that's Matt Gorski. Like, that's what he can bring to the table, is that occasional home run. And if he's eventually, you know, a backup on this roster who plays against lefties and gets some starts every once in a while, and is able to run into one every once in a while to help your team win a game, well, that's exactly what you want to see. IKF 2 hits on this night. 283 he's hitting now. It's really been better than what I thought he was going to be. Both home runs coming off Clay Holmes, too, if you like that sort of thing. A little revenge. Let's talk about the shutout last night. Bailey Falter started this game. It was delayed because of rain. That's always an issue. We've seen that a million times. But also, there was a delay in the middle of the game, not a long one, but a delay. And so, you know how that can mess with starters here and there. You know, Clay Holmes was able to stay in and pitch a little bit longer. But one of the reasons is because Bailey Falter walked 5 guys in this game, only went 3 2/3 innings, but he only gave up 3 hits, struck out 3, 5 walks. That matches his season high from April 11th in Cincinnati, when he gave up 5 runs, 3 earned in that game. Donnie Kelly goes and gets Sugart, and he gets out of the 4th inning jam with 1 pitch. And then Sugart then throws 2 more innings, giving up 1 hit, and it was to Pete Alonso, who tried to get to second. Canario made a nice play, and really Adam Frazier made a nice play because the throw was a little bit off. And Pete Alonso comes off the bag a little bit. They're able to get him out at second base. But Chase Sugart's ERA down to 2.89, the WHIP at 1.07. He's really been a nice surprise, especially in a season where the bullpen, especially early, was atrocious. A little note on the Pete Alonso play. I tweeted something about this, and it's just interesting to me. This doesn't really mean anything, but it's interesting to me. If he slides in and he touches the base, and he's essentially safe with a double, and then he comes off the base, and then he's out. Now, I know that whole play, and the way that they write that up is, you know, complete the slide into safe. If you come off the bag, you didn't complete the play. But it's interesting that baseball doesn't, that MLB isn't like, we'll give him a double and then say that he came off the base. I'm surprised. The way that they don't call errors as much anymore and everything they want to call a hit, I'm surprised they don't just try to get the slug up a little bit too and give him a double for that. But they haven't done that. Same thing with like stolen bases. If you overslide, you know what I mean? Do you get the stolen base and then you're out? But you know, obviously I think it's the right call, but I'm just surprised that MLB hasn't done something like that. Tanner Rainey got the 7th, Bednar the 8th. Bednar continues to look good after that, after the option down, and Santana got the 9th. I think Rainey and Santana gave up hits. Bednar did not. 1-2-3 inning. The Bednar option and ability to come back and be effective here kind of really makes me think that like things like that are effective. Maybe that's more of a sign of maybe if Reynolds gets a weekend off here, you're not going to obviously option him, but like if he gets a weekend off to clear his head, sometimes these guys, cause you know, he wants to play, you know, he wants to grind through this thing and figure it out. But sometimes you have to step in, and if you can do something like that and maybe trigger something the way they did with Bednar, that could be effective. It's interesting because Bednar looks great right now. Fun game to watch. It really was. I don't know. I know that everybody's still frustrated. If you can find a way to throw away the first 38 games and just watch this team for what you're seeing right now. Like I said, the offense is bad, but the baseball games seem to be a little better. Anyway, maybe I'm just thinking into it because we finally did something and they're actually trying. I don't know. Let's talk about some news, because that does talk about maybe what we're going to see here in the coming weeks and what, you know, while we're talking about this offense being what it is, what it can be and what it will be in the next few weeks. Andy Rodriguez was sent on his rehab assignment yesterday. He's in AAA. And Nick Gonzalez is there too, but I don't think that they officially put him on the rehab assignment. I'm not really sure of that. I could be wrong about that, but I don't know if his rehab assignment actually started. It is important. Obviously, we know. We're going to talk about Spencer Horwitz here next, but position players have 20 days on a rehab assignment, and then there has to be a decision. They're either activated or they're optioned. Unless there's a setback. If there's a setback, that clock can reset, I think. Actually, that's a good question. And Ethan, if you listen to this, shoot me a message. If you spend 10 days on a rehab assignment, you have a setback and you miss a week, does that 20 days reset? Or once you're added to the rehab, does it pick up where it left off? I don't actually know the answer to that. But either way, I think they'll take their time here with Andy Rodriguez. Like I said, we'll talk about Horwitz here. With him coming back soon, Andy wasn't really hitting. And you've got your two catchers. They're not going to need Andy at first base. They've got right now Gorski, right now Triolo. If you add Horwitz to that, you have options at first base. You're not going to need Andy. And he really wasn't hitting. I imagine if he's not hitting in AAA, they're not going to do that. They'll go all the way to that 20 days. And if it continues at the 20-day mark, I would imagine you would see them have a decision there. They could just option him to AAA until he's, I mean, it doesn't matter if he's healthy, right? Let's see if we can get that bat coming The only other thing I could imagine if Bart or Henry gets hurt, or if Henry is, you know, if they say we have to send Henry down or something, you know what I mean? And then deal with whatever Endy is. I just don't see that happening right now. He's been catching Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens has been going good. So I think that's a good thing. I talked yesterday about Bubba Chandler coming up next week. Henry has caught Bubba. So maybe that's Henry's, maybe that's Henry's lane to get some more playing time. If he's catching Skeens and Chandler, something like that, they need to do something like that. And so that might be a good way to get Henry in the lineup a little bit more. Although with Bart hitting, and I know he just went on a little stretch, but like for the season, he's been hitting a little more consistently than most. And with Bart hitting a little bit, they're going to try to keep him in the lineup more. So, but he'll have his days off too. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. But I just don't think they're going to be in a hurry to get Endy Rodriguez on this team. So let's talk Spencer Horwitz. He was sent on his rehab assignment on April 27th, which means that today is the 19th day on his rehab assignment. Like I just said, a position player can only be on a rehab assignment for 20 days. So he should be showing up for Friday or Saturday's game in Philly. They can make that decision, or however that math works. If Friday is the 20th day, is that decision day, or do you get the 20th day and then it has to be done? Either way, they might just bring him up at the beginning of the series. So we should see him in Philly this weekend for the first time in a Pirate uniform. One of the questions remains, what's the move? G1 Bay, Matt Gorski, he's only on the 10-day IL, so there won't have to be a 40-man move or anything like that. So it's just active roster move. And the question is Bay or Matt Gorski. If Matt Gorski's playing the bulk of first base right now and Horwitz comes back, I think a lot of people would just default to, well, Matt Gorski goes down. After all, he's hitting .211. But G1 Bay is hitting 0.91. Now, it's been a much smaller sample, so I don't even like to count that. However, Gorski can also play outfield. Gorski can still help out at first base against left-handed pitching. And right now, against left-handed pitching, Triolo has second base. So it's not that Triolo can then jump in and just help out against left-handed pitching at first base. If they want to go slow with Horwitz out of the gate, they probably would allow Gorski to continue to get at-bats against lefties at first base, just to kind of slow roll Horwitz in, if that's a thing. So my guess is Bay. I think that it makes the most sense. I think when Gonzalez ends up coming back, which, like we said, his rehab should start soon, if it hasn't. I think when Gonzalez gets back, then Triolo now will play those left-handed at-bats at first base most of the time, which leaves Gorski, unless he's hitting, and then we can all hope he's hitting enough that then it's decision day for Tommy Pham and Gorski stays up as an outfielder. However, I would think that's probably when Gorski runs out of time because of that. But one can dream. He's a good center fielder. You're not missing out on anything. He's the pop is much needed in this lineup. So also rehab assignments. Dowry Moretta is also down there on a rehab assignment. A lot of players, right? Moretta's rehab assignment started on April 29th, but pitchers get 30 days for that rehab assignment. Doesn't mean they have to go all the way to 30, but he gets 30 days. So I don't really know where they're at on Moretta or when he can come up. Obviously, Tanner Rainey threw a nice inning today, but maybe Colin Holderman is a move there for Moretta. I think that'd be good. In other news, Pirates claimed Michael Hellman off waivers yesterday. I'm not sure what this is about. It's possible AAA depth. Maybe they get him on the team, and once they get him here, they're going to pass him through waivers as well. They moved Manny Valdez to the 60-day IL to make room for that. So no real casualty on the roster except for the idea that, like, now we understand how bad Valdez's injury is. We heard there was a second opinion he was going for. That's not good. That's never good. But for Valdez, I'm not really sure how many opportunities were left with Horwitz coming back at first. You still have Frazier on the roster at second. By the time Valdez was going to come back, even before the 60 day, Gonzalez was already going to be here. I mean, the roster was going to be thinner anyway. So, Valdez is going to have a hard time probably making it back on this team. And you just don't know what the timetable was. And so they'll probably take their time with that as well. I don't know anything about Michael Hellman. To be honest with you, I'd never heard of him. So hopefully all this is, well, let's take a chance. We'll try to pass him through waivers. If nobody claims him, then we've got depth. All right. That's all we're going to have for today. Let's talk. Let's see what they do with Brian Reynolds this weekend. That's what I'm interested in. Let's see if he gets Friday off or not as the Pirates go into Philly, or maybe the whole weekend. I don't know. Let's see what they do. Hopefully O'Neill Cruz is back. You start to see a little bit if you can get Cruz back and you can have Cruz and like I said, probably have an opportunity to get Reynolds out of the way. If you've got Horwitz coming in and Cruz, and you've got a couple of guys that are starting to click a little bit. Alexander Canario is starting to click a little bit. I was ready to give up on this guy. I thought we're wasting our time here, but with a run of starts here, he's really starting to hit a little bit. His two singles tonight were 102 and 108 and a half, I think. So like he's starting to hit the ball. If he gets some lift, we're going to start to see that power that we heard about. And sometimes all it takes, and this is something that Shelton would never do, all it takes is a run of games. Let's let this guy get into the game. Let's give him an opportunity to play every day for a little while and see what we can get out of him. And right now, it looks good. They need to keep going. I'll be honest with you. I haven't even hated the defense. Like, it's not been terrible. He played a game in center field. I mean, there was nothing crazy for him to do out there, but I mean, it's not like he fell down or had any horrible plays or anything. Give these guys a little bit of a run, and you just don't know what you might end up with. As of right now, Canario's starting to look good. If this ends up being like as hot as it gets, then obviously it doesn't work out. But maybe it gets a little better. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe you'll run into a few. We'll see. Unfortunately, the Pirates will miss Aaron Nola this weekend, who's on pace to give up 40 home runs this year. And that's not a joke. I have a close friend who's a Phillies fan. We were watching the game at dinner last night. Nola was giving up some home runs and he started saying, listen, he's thrown 50 innings. He's given up 11 home runs. If he throws his 200 innings, we're at like 40 home runs here, which is crazy, crazy. Friday night starts a run of 13 straight days with a game for the Pirates. Philly for 3, home for 7 against Cincinnati, Milwaukee, and then San Diego for 3. Arizona for 3. Day off, San Diego, day off around the San Diego series in San Diego. So 13 straight games, going to be interesting to see how that goes. Enjoy a day off today, friends. Enjoy a day off. Thanks again for listening every day. If you're on YouTube, click the like button. If you're not subscribed, click that too. And if you're not on YouTube, I'd love it if you'd head over to YouTube and just click subscribe, even if you prefer the audio version of this. We'd love to get the subscribers up over there. I'd appreciate that a lot. All right, I'm out. Have a great day, guys. Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.